person sitting in for Evan Bray on this Monday morning. Hope your week is off to an awesome start. Well, it is summertime, and that means some big events, music festivals, concerts, lots of big outdoor public events. I was just at the Nest Creek Music Festival up near Nestlin Lake a couple of weekends ago. Absolutely an awesome festival. But with these kinds of big events, and there are some massive ones coming up. I know some people are even heading down to the States for events like Lollapalooza or Coachella coming up. With all of these big events do come some concerns about bad behavior. And we're joined now by Tal Marsolet, the communications and community safe, or excuse me, and community outreach lead for the Sexual Assault Services of Saskatchewan, to tell us a little bit more about how to stay safe and how to, you know, keep everything in line at these big summer events. Tal, how are you on this Monday morning?
Oh, I'm doing so well. Thank you for having me, Taylor.
Yeah, of course. So tell us a little bit about some of the concerns around safety at, you know, the big music festivals and some of the big other massive events that we see every summer.
Yeah, absolutely. So at large events and other places where there is alcohol or recreational substances being taken, we do know that those events have higher rates of sexual violence. At Sexual Assault Services of Saskatchewan, we want to educate people attending these events about consent and consumption and their relationship, and help build healthy consumption and consent cultures across the province.
What can people do, or I suppose what should people be doing to keep themselves and their friends safe at some of these larger events?
This is a really great question, and what we want to focus on is taking the onus off festival participants to protect themselves and put the responsibility on potential perpetrators or festival organizers. So for festival organizers, keeping people safe looks like putting up messaging that reminding people to respect consent and respect each other, having festival staff trained on a trauma-informed response to disclosures of abuse, having leadership verbally announcing at events pro-consent messaging, and also having a plan in place before anything happens on how to address concerns and inappropriate behaviors. What we also want to say is that everyone needs to have a great understanding of consent. 55% of Canadians don't fully understand consent. No one wants to go to a music festival and be assaulted, and no one wants to leave a music festival with a criminal charge. So educating yourself on consent helps you have a good time, it ensures your partner is having a good time, and it empowers you to keep other people safe too.
Tal Marsolet is with us from Sexual Assault Services of Saskatchewan. And I mentioned in my intro going to the Nest Creek Music Festival, and I thought they did really a fantastic job about that. There were posters up, you know, in all of the washrooms. It had information you need to know about consent. Even between some of the band performances at the main stage, when they just bring up an MC who's talking for a little bit, giving some info about the festival, they took some time to really talk about consent and making sure that everyone feels comfortable. And I thought it was really positive. You know, I've never heard a bad story out of that festival. I'm sure that's not the case for every single festival. But are you seeing some positive movement in this area that, you know, the organizers are actually stepping up to try and ensure that no one has one of those horrible experiences at their event?
You know what? It's been really great over the past 3 years that we've been running our Consent and Healthy Consumption campaign, Ask For It, to see some of the uptake, whether that is bars and restaurants or big events such as we've partnered with Agribition in the past before, to really bring in our materials such as our consent posters, our consent coasters, and as well being able to display our videos that have information on consent that is presented in a way that is lighthearted, right? We want to make sure with all of our materials, with our hashtag Ask For It campaign, that we have a positive take so that people can really get into it more. I think sometimes if you have a negative way of presenting information, people are less likely to listen. But if you have humor, people can really understand and buy in a lot quicker.
I was just going to ask, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your video campaign? Because some of them are really quite clever.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. I'd love to talk about them. So they're funded by the Saskatchewan Liquor and Gaming Authority, and they are made with the help from our friends in Saskatoon, Honeycut Studios. Thank you, Honeycut. And what they do is they feature animated animals. This year, there is a goose and a beaver, and they are on a Saskatchewan tour having a good time in the summer. We just released a video called Festival Foul Play. So it stars the Goose and the Beaver. They're having a good time. They're enjoying the music. They've got their drinks. And then a cunning fox comes along with less than good intentions. Through puns and bystander intervention, the fox's sexual harassment is stopped and he slinks away. So our messaging is clear. Enjoy the refreshing drinks, enjoy the stellar music, and keep it fun and sexy by practicing consent. If people want to watch our videos, you can find them on YouTube. You can also find them on our website, askingforit.ca, or the Sexual Assault Services of Saskatchewan social media pages.
You mentioned, Tal, just a minute ago, bystander intervention. And that's got to be a huge part at some of these big events that we see every summer when it comes to shutting down somebody who might not have the best intentions. Tell us a little bit more about bystander intervention and some of the ways that people can, you know, really work to keep others safe.
Yeah, if you see your buddy or someone who's acting disrespectfully or inappropriately and it's safe to do so, we encourage people to intervene, right? Say, hey, that's not cool. Leave them alone. You know, it could also look like if you intervening directly isn't appropriate, it's approaching festival security and bringing them into the conversation and into the situation. It can also, another way to do bystander intervention is for the person who is being harassed, or it's starting a conversation with them and getting them off to the side and using distraction to diffuse the situation.
That's always positive when somebody notices something bad going on and is able to, well, be proactive and to be able to diffuse it. Tal Marcellet is with us, Sexual Assault Services of Saskatchewan, talking about some concerns that always come up in the summertime with some of these big festivals and other events going on both in Saskatchewan and beyond. I wanted to ask you, Tal, is it women in particular who tend to be victimized by these unsafe experiences? I've got to assume yes.
Yes. So, statistically, women, particularly Indigenous women in Saskatchewan, are more likely to be survivors of sexual violence than men or other parts of the population. Essentially, any time that you have a marginalized group, there will be more violence directed towards them.
I understand. I wanted to ask you as well about what sort of the trends that you're seeing. You're certainly more plugged into this space than I am, but certainly we're seeing more in terms of the education side of things. And with the Me Too movement a few years ago that got started, hopefully we're seeing more people reporting any kind of bad behavior that does happen to them. Are you seeing positive trends in this space?
As far as reporting goes, it's a really difficult question to ask for or to answer for terms of sexual violence. So most people who experience sexual violence do not report to police. They're usually reporting to a friend or family member or counselor, and many, because of the way that the legal and justice system can re-traumatize survivors, do not proceed in that direction. I will say, though, I'm sure maybe you've recently seen the RCMP data that just came out, and we do know that there is some reporting that is occurring. So we know that 1/4 of the of violent crimes in Saskatchewan are happening in dating relationships, and that's consistent with our data in sexual violence. So you are most likely to have sexual violence committed against you by someone who you already know. Another thing that new data talked about was the non-consensual intimate image distribution, and that had risen, I believe it was 60% over 2023 to 2024. And it's true. We need education that is age appropriate for people who are young or all the way to 88 about what consent is, right? It's not just about touching and physical acts. It's also about those images being distributed. And I think, you know, 55% of Canadians don't fully understand what consent is. You know, consent is, it is what lays out the boundaries, the needs and desires of partners. It is freely given. It's not given under bribes, coercions, or threats. It isn't, it can only be given when you're awake. And what we really want to focus in with the Ask For It campaign is that consent can only be given when you're sober. So even if someone is intoxicated and they can physically say the words, "I consent," If they are intoxicated, they cannot give consent. If someone proceeds with a sexual act with them, that would be a criminal act.
Tel Marsolais is with us. Well, we're coming up against the clock, but I wanted to get that website from you one more time. And if people wanted to find out more about your organization and the work that you do at Sexual Assault Services of Saskatchewan, how can they do that?
Yes. So if you're looking for more information on consent, or if you would like to request coasters and posters for your festival or event, you can visit askingforit.ca. And if you want to follow our work at Sexual Assault Services of Saskatchewan, you can visit our website, sassk.ca, or our social media, where you can find us under Sexual Assault Services of Saskatchewan.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Tal, and thank you for all the good work that you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me, Taylor. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Tal Marsolais with Sexual Assault Services of Saskatchewan joining us as some of those big summer events get going. And of course, there's always concerns that happen around sexual assault and sexual harassment. And yeah, if you do see something, try and intervene if you possibly can. That bystander intervention piece is, I think, where everybody can step up and do their part to make sure everybody stays safe. Taylor McPherson filling in for Evan Bray. Lots more ahead on the show, including, and I'm very excited for this one, coming up at noon, we meet Jarrett Mitchell, a PhD student, Department of Physics at University of Regina, studying the rib of Scotty the T-Rex, made some very interesting breakthroughs that might lead us to learn a little bit more about the ways that dinosaurs' bodies work. Fascinating stuff. That's coming up at noon. Don't go anywhere. This is 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. It's Taylor McPherson filling in for Evan Bray on this Monday morning. Have you been to a movie theater lately? I admit that I haven't, and I don't miss it at all. I got to talk about movies for just a couple minutes. I am a huge movie fan. I love watching movies. It's one of my favorite pastimes. But geez, you go to a movie theater these days and you pay out the nose for some remake or some superhero movie that's been done to death already. You pay out the nose for a giant bucket of popcorn. I just haven't been happy with a theater going experience in a good long time. Now, we do have a story up on CJME right now about The Odyssey. It's, Christopher Nolan, the director, Interstellar, Memento, you know, all the Christopher Nolan movies. He did Oppenheimer a couple of years ago. It's his adaptation of Homer's classic Greek epic poem. And I love that it's doing well for the Kramer IMAX Theater in Regina. They are selling tickets almost a year in advance, because they are one of just 26 theaters in the world that can screen the 70mm prints of The Odyssey when it finally comes out. And they saw something similar with Oppenheimer, that previous film by Christopher Nolan. He likes the big formats. He likes shooting on IMAX and 70mm. And it should actually be screened that way if you want to see the proper version. So a lot of moviegoers did actually come to Regina buying tickets from places around the world, even as far away as Europe, just to see the film in its kind of proper 70mm format. But earlier this week, I was talking on Facebook with a friend of mine, Heather, and she pointed out that she went to a movie theater, and here's the lineup she saw, and she took a screenshot of it and posted it on Facebook as well. Here were the films playing: The Smurfs, The Fantastic Four, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Jurassic World, and Superman. Do you notice a trend in those movies that I've listed, how not one of them is an original idea? It's all just tied into some franchise. It's something you've seen. How many Fantastic Four and Superman movies have they done at this point? Where do they even go with them? There aren't enough ideas in the world. So what I really look for in movies now isn't just whatever's playing. I really try and dig into it before I'll give a movie theater whatever they're charging for tickets now, $20, however much it is. I look for two things primarily. The first one is the most important. Give me an original idea. Make me think about something. Try something new. Show me something I haven't seen before. Superman's been flying around on movie screens since before I was born. The draw of a new Superman movie is just, oh, it's a new Superman movie. Whatever. The other thing I look for, and this is a totally separate trend, movies all seem to be like 3 hours long now, and I don't know why that is. If your movie's 3 hours long, it better change my life. I better walk out of there a changed man with a new philosophy on some aspect of life if you're going to make me sit there for 3 hours while our rear ends go numb and we're trying not to go to use the washroom because we drank the giant soda. But the upshot is that those movies are still out there. There are still great, original, bold, cool movies. You just don't find them as much in theaters. And in fact, this is where streaming services play a really cool role in the entertainment landscape. Because if somebody makes an independent film and it's really cool and unique, it's never going to get a wide theatrical release. Never in a million years. But a streaming service can buy it, pick it up, and just kind of add it to their library. They don't even have to advertise it. It doesn't really cost them anything. But it can bring in a lot of revenue for these smaller or independent filmmakers. I'll give you an example. 2 weeks ago, rather, I saw a movie called Blue Ruin, R-U-I-N. Jeremy Soloner made it in 2013, and that movie blew me away. It's a revenge movie. It's quite grisly. He'd clearly seen some Coen Brothers films before he made it, particularly one called Blood Simple. But it's a revenge drama that really changed the way that I thought about kind of revenge stories and revenge movies in general. And I would never have seen it if it wasn't for some streaming services picking it up, because it certainly didn't get a widespread theatrical release. So yeah, when I hear about the new Superman and the new Fantastic Four, I'm just, every part of me wants to say, you know, I wish those movies were not screening so that they could make room for something original, something cool, something, God forbid, that we haven't seen before. Wouldn't that be nice? I guess I'm a salty old man on this Monday morning, but boy, am I ever sick of remakes and franchise movies. Coming up next, we find out what these PhD students discovered when they used the Canadian Light Source Synchrotron to take a close look at a T-Rex rib. Stick around, 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.